purchase today.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place, the backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program of The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Yesterday I had talked about the Russian-China policy, a document. There was a landmark document, according to Vladimir Putin. And he said that the relationship between Russia and China cannot be compared to anything in the world. And he said that because this was a landmark document, it reflects a shared view, that it spells out principles for governing international relations. Principles to govern international relations. This is like Donald Trump would say, huge. This is massive. So America is no longer the country that's going to govern these international relations. It's going to be Russia and China. Okay, on the heels of that today, China, this is out of globaltimes.cn, China is to cement ties with Palestine, play a greater role to mediate Palestine-Israeli conflict. China is also, just in the last 60 days, China has worked out a new policies, new relationship, dialogue, diplomatic dialogue with Iran and Saudi Arabia. Also, Syria, Bashar al-Assad, and Saudi Arabia, they are now also, once again, Syria is being brought into the Arab families. Then here we have China is going to cement ties with Palestine, play a greater role to mediate Palestine-Israeli conflict. Why isn't the U.S. involved in this? President of the State of Palestine, Mahmoud Abbas, arrived in Beijing on Tuesday, starting a four-day state visit to China. This would be a great chance for China and Palestine to promote their traditional friendship to new heights and for China to put more efforts into promoting peace and stability. In the region, under the guidance of the Global Security Initiative proposed by President Xi Jinping, and by improving regional development. Boy, I'm telling you, China has come out of the gate as the country that is doing these international diplomacy. Governing international relations. Calling Abbas an old friend, an old and good friend of the Chinese people, Chinese Foreign Minister spokesman Wang Wenbin noted that the Palestinian president would be the first Arab head of state to be hosted by China this year. China-Palestine relations have maintained a good momentum of growth with stronger political mutual trust and deeper friendships between the two peoples, Wang said at the regular press briefing on Friday. Now, okay, let's look at what this means. This means that China is unfriending Israel. And this means that China will do what is best for the Palestinian cause, because what this will do, the Arab nations will, you might say, have a, they will be more affectionate toward China in the future concerning any other new deals that China would want to make with nations in the Middle East, whether it be Iran, whether it be Saudi Arabia, whether it be Syria, whether it be the Palestinian initiative, but not so much Israel. Now remember, there's a coming war called the War of Armageddon. And when China comes with all of the Asian sisters, most of them, to that war, it is not because China has great relationship with Israel. No, China's objective is to rule the world by 2049. So this is not a good thing. Israel as a nation is not happy. Benjamin Netanyahu, I can tell you right now, he's not a happy camper. So Wu Syke, he's a former special envoy to the Chinese government in the Middle East, he told the Global Times on Tuesday, this year marks the 35th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Palestine. And it's not going to be good. This means war is coming to the Middle East. Rick Rodriguez.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being,
So there's going to be conflict in the Middle East. So Russia and China, I'm going to go back to my main point. Russia and China are now going to be the countries that will govern international relations. And China is already off to the races. And in this situation with China working with the Palestinian people, these refugees that are refugees by not accidentally, by what's the word? Because of a plan. There will be no relationship between Israel and the Palestinians, because the Palestinians, Iran, some of the radicals, the terrorists, extreme terrorists, I should say, in the Middle East, they don't want any type of dialogue with Israel. They want Israel as in the last centuries, the last 2,000 years, to be eliminated as a people. So there's not going to be any, this will fail. China will fail in this attempt. The United States will also fail. Any other nation that attempts to to bring peace, it's not going to happen. Resolve to the issues. There are no resolving these issues. These are families. These are ancient families. They've always had problems. There's always been a war going on between the Arabs and the Arabs. Let's make this clear. Between the Arabs and the Arabs. Between the Arab families. And between Israel and the Arab families. Going on with the article. The Middle East is undergoing significant changes. This is a special period. Now Saudi Arabia and Iran have entered into a process of reconciliation. That's the word I'm looking for, reconciliation. There will be none. With help from China, this has led to a wave of reconciliation in the region among different countries as well. In the Middle East, these countries, they pay attention to whether such reconciliation will promote the settlement of long-standing and complicated Palestinian question, Wu noted. No, there will be no reconciliation. Tunk Akak, editor-in-chief of Harici Media in Turkey, echoed the view of Chinese analysts as he told the Global Times on Tuesday. As a matter of fact, China's mediation efforts in the Middle East have begun to pay off. Yes, it has. And the reason is because these nations, you could say, they have a dual purpose. The Arab brothers, as they begin to unify and unite and reconcile, they will have a common enemy eventually. Two common enemies. I shouldn't say A, I should say the two main common enemies. Firstly, Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu has made Israel a nation that cannot be... You don't want conflict with Israel. A nation that you avoid every... Anytime there's going to be some type of a any conflict, Israel will always come out on top. You want to avoid as much conflict as possible. Firstly, Israel's a problem. The Arab sisters, the Arab family. Israel, number one. Number two, America. Let's just remember, America is the big problem, not just in the Middle East, but internationally. The nations that are joining, that are asking to be included, applying for membership in the BRICS network of nations of trading, a trading bloc, an economic powerhouse, these nations are at war with the United States. They're at war with the U.S. and the policies of the U.S., and they're at war with the CIA, American military, the administration, especially this administration. They weren't at war with so much the Trump administration. They were with the Obama. They were with George Jr. They were with Billy Clinton, Billy Rockefeller Clinton. They were with George Sr. and with Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter also. Not so much with Donald Trump. And they're at war with the petrodollar. They're at war with America's ability to sanction them economically. Yes, we could sanction them because we own the seas also. We own the air travel. Now, America is in a war in Ukraine, full-out war with Russia. America has gone to undeclared war with Russia, undeclared war with China. It's undeclared but declared. It's kind of funny. Is it warm or is it cold? It's cold. No, it's warm. No, it's cold. Well, maybe it's warm. Is it declared or is it undeclared? It's undeclared but declared war with Russia, undeclared but declared war with China, undeclared but declared war with all of the nations in the BRICS trading network. It's at war with the nations that will not use the petrodollar. We are at war with the individuals in this nation that are interfering with America's complete dominance of the citizens of this country and the policies and the laws that are directed to destroy us. And they're at war with any nation that won't go along with America's eco-terrorism, with the Rockefeller eco-terrorist policies. So this country's at war with everybody. And now, because Russia and China have now become the main leaders in the world to govern international relations, America has another obstacle to deal with. The nations in the Middle East aren't listening to the United States. There was an article out 3 months ago, and the caption was that the Saudi prince is giving Joe Biden telling Joe Biden, you're number one, in a hand gesture. You're number one, Joe. And then again, in this country, because of the power of the mainstream media to falsify everything, and especially, there's now talk, is Joe even alive? Is he alive? Who trained the imposters or the lookalikes? Remember back in the 80s in Las Vegas, you had the impersonators. You had one of the first impersonator companies, Legends in Concert, and they'd bring in Dolly Parton and they'd Marilyn Monroe, Frank Sinatra. They'd bring in all of these celebrities, impersonators, and these people were very good. Well, how many impersonators did Hillary Clinton have? How many lookalikes? How about with Joe Biden? And somebody made a comment on one of the videos I was watching. Joe's 80, and when he fell, he was almost back up on his feet instantly. And somebody was saying, wait a minute. At 80 years of age, not many people can just, Joe's kind of a tall individual. He's not 5'2". And he was stumbling, trying to get back to his feet, but he did get back to his feet fairly quickly. And then he didn't have a bruise on his knee. It didn't appear that he was hobbled in any way. How many lookalikes does Joe have, if he's even alive? And now they're calling some in the country here, in the political world, are calling for him to be impeached. Well, going back to Russia and China, America has lost its status to be the nation to govern international relations. And when I read this article about this policy between Russia and China, I realized, in high school, I took history, little algebra, history, PE, physical education, a little history, a little bit of science, a little bit of history, and then I took some English and a little bit of history. And at the end, when I graduated, I went to, for a short period of time, junior college, and I took a little algebra and a little history, and I took a little English and a little history. And I'm thinking, finally, why am I what's the matter with me? Something is wrong. Well, I guess God wanted me to know all about American history so that years later I would begin to research, and everything that I believed was a myth. I believed that Pearl Harbor was an attack, that we were caught by surprise. To find out, Henry Kissinger admits that we had the code for a minimum of 2 weeks, possibly a month. So that was a myth. And the reason we had to attack Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan, destroy these two cities, is because Japan wouldn't surrender. Then I find out they had attempted numerous times to surrender without any, just whatever you want, we are in agreement with it. So that was a myth. The Vietnam War, it turns out the Rockefellers wanted to drill off of the sea, in the Sea of Tonkin, off the coast of Vietnam. The oil, the reserves there were too massive, and so we had an incident. And supposedly the Vietnamese attacked an American destroyer, I think it was. It was a lie, and everywhere and through time, it is a lie, and everything I've been reading is a lie. And so finally I decided, I don't think I want to believe the lie anymore. I want to know the truth, which is what we in this country all want to know, the truth. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD here. Join me as I take my A-10 Warthog radio show into the swamp to do battle with the political and propagandist cockroaches and swamp creatures. Saturdays, noon to 1.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, this This is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Tehiwo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TehiboTeaClub.com. Tehibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TehiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TehiboTeaClub.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi there, we're the guys from All Gas, No Class Radio.
Please join us and support our new show Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m. We'd love to have you.
Because we're too ugly for OnlyFans.
I need a sign to let me know you're here. All of these lines are being crossed over the atmosphere. I need to know that things are gonna look up. Cause I feel I was drowning in a sea spilled from a cup.
So I thought I was brain damaged taking all the history that I took, but I realize now that I wasn't a Christian at that time. But once I became a Christian, a friend told me one day that he had heard that there were some nations in Africa that had gone to the UN, and they had asked that there'd be resolutions, laws passed, that America, Russia, and China would not interfere with their natural rain patterns because something was happening and they were having drought when they should not have had drought. So they were implying that China, or America, America, China, and Russia were altering their weather. And they were asking for laws to be passed that nations could not do this to other nations. And the UN passed those laws, resolutions. Do you think these nations of the world are going to obey the laws that they make? No way. Well, when that happened, I started thinking, wait a minute. And I started thinking, do we have weapons that are able to actually stop and change weather, stop rain, or allow rain or heavy rains? And I began to research. This was in 1976. And I began my thinking. I was triggered. And the Lord the Holy Spirit took me to the Old Testament. And he said, this is documented history, what has been written about Babylon the Great, about Egypt, about Israel, about Greece. All of this is documented history. And history is my story. History is the story of Jesus Christ from the past to the present to into the future. And I began to study and look at history, world history, current events, and then things started to come together. I began to realize that what is written in the papers, if there's a car accident on 5th and Main, it's absolutely, there was an accident at 5th and Main. That's the only news you're going to get. And Joe Johnson was arrested for drunk driving. That was in police notes. Oh, absolutely, that's going to be true. But anything else, the war in Vietnam, every night, Walter Cronkite. Today, America suffered more casualties. Today, 213 young American soldiers were killed in Vietnam. And I'm thinking, wow. And then later we find out the Rockefellers wanted to develop. So what is what you have been led to believe, you better really research it. Now, I have researched this matter of what Russia and China did in this agreement. It's real. It is real. It put the world and the leaders of the world on notice. The leaders of the world have never seen anything. This was more powerful than the victories in World War II. Because now China and Russia are the nations that are going to govern international relations with the nations of the world, and they're doing it presently. This just took, you might say, it crippled the unipolar nations. It crippled America. America is not going to recover from this. This is the direction that the world is going to go. There will be two economic systems in this world now. There are two systems, the unipolar and the multipolar world economic systems, which will be digital. The multipolar most likely is going to have gold backing with some of the countries and their currencies. Will America and the unipolar European nations? No. No. They're going to control by using digital currency. And both systems will use and trade and use digital systems. But in the multipolar world, these systems will have there'll be safety mechanisms, so that China will go along with the program till the multipolar world nations are set and in perfect harmony and momentum, and China will attempt a coup. China will. That's the nature of communism. They will attempt a coup. But in the meantime, America and the World Economic Forum, they have been set back. All of their policies, all that they have strived for, every agenda is now, they have been actually, I guess I could put it this way, they have just received the jab. They have just received some of these jabs. these vaccinations, political vaccinations. America is not going to recover from this. Over the years, I have read and looked at, I haven't read all of the books, but the end of America's rule, things along that line, the rise and fall of America. And going back 50, 60 years, there were some economists, there were people, historians, that were starting to see cracks in the armor, cracks in the hole. And they realized that the policies, starting with Carter especially, of this country, were going to eventually isolate America from the nations of the world, because America was aggressive. America was unyielding diplomatically. And it has come to pass. Well, the nations of the world are playing their cards. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
What can the right financial advisor help you plan for? Your kids' awkward teenage phase and they need braces. Saving up for your kids' college education. Your daughter is planning for the wedding of her dreams. Taking the grandkids to a Disney World cruise. The wife needs to fly first class to Europe. You want a boys only trip to Vegas to get away from things. Being able to retire and live the lifestyle of your desire. With the right advisor and the right plan, all of these things are possible. I'm Joey Jaquin, and I want to be your financial advisor and help you and your loved ones live the life of your dreams. Let's not beat around the bush. This is going to require a lot of hard work, but I can personally guarantee that nobody will outwork me when it comes to being there for my clients. Too many advisors cut corners and take shortcuts to sell you. As you know, my parents raised me to be better than that. Reach me at my cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
At Built Design America, a division of CarpetWise, turn your current home into your dream home. They work directly with Kiba Studios, where you can work with professional designers to create a 3D model of your new kitchen before bringing it to life. They also remodel bathrooms and other areas of your home. So to bring your remodel from how to wow, contact Built Design America at 303-772-1202. Or stop by their showroom at 665 Frontage Road in Longmont, Colorado.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
The Fool on the Hill. Now, concerning these lies, Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Lyndon B. Johnson and Joe Biden promised Americans they would not send American boys to die in foreign wars. But Joe Biden is arguably the first to make public predictions that invariably came true in reverse. Instead of deterring China, the Taiwanese electorate is likely to elect a new government that favors reunification with Beijing. I've been saying for 3 years, eventually, 3 years ago I said that China would rule Hong Kong. And the next objective would be Taiwan. The next objective would be South Korea. The Asian sisters are a little nervous. Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand. As they see China take steps in that region to absorb what she feels belongs to her, these nations will be a little skittish. Instead of deterring China, the Taiwanese electorate is likely to elect a new government that favors reunification with Beijing. And this new government, these people that will be installed in these positions in the government, I feel they are being, I don't know if they're being threatened straight out, I believe they may be, but I do know that they are smart enough to know it's a losing proposition to try to keep Taiwan out of the coming policies of China. China sees Taiwan as one of her rightful nation landmass. Rather than collapsing the Russian economy, Biden's proxy war is destroying the economically fragile European Union. Instead of realizing Francis Fukuyama's rebirth of the West, Washington's policies are accelerating its decline. And instead of preventing the emergence of a new coalition of axis of illiberal powers, including Russia, China, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and others, Washington has cemented these relationships to the detriment of Western interests. This is absolutely true. At the same time, Egypt has now applied and asked to be included in the BRICS trading network. Egypt is a power in the Middle East. She's kind of quiet. She's kind of hidden behind the scenes. But Egypt officially applied to join the BRICS alliance. Yes, and yesterday, President Emmanuel Macron, French president, he became the first socialist Western colonial leader in history to request an invitation to the upcoming BRICS alliance summit in Pretoria, South Africa. Now, Maria Zakharova, she's not so sure about France, because is France a Judas Iscariot? Is France probably playing the fool to try to get the BRICS nations to believe that France is actually thinking about jumping ship out of the alliance of the unipolar world? I'm not so sure. She says it would be nice if Macron's office told us why they want to attend the summit. Do they want to come again, make some contact to show Paris's activity, or is it a Trojan horse of some sort? Let them explain. After all, we are talking about the organization to which they are in no way a member and toward which they have never even shown any politeness, let alone showing any good intentions or feelings. So you have Mexico, Honduras, you have Venezuela, many of the nations, you have Argentina, Brazil, you have India. Well, India, I'm trying to think of who else in the middle, in the Far East, that wants to be, is applying. There's probably 50 nations plus. And they know that the only way to protect themselves from American sanctions is to have another bank. There's going to be two banks in the world. I'll put it to you that way. You're going to bank with the in the unipolar world, America being the controlling, dominant evil, or you're going to trade with all these other nations in their network and their banking systems. And these other nations, they won't need to sanction you. They'll just say, okay, you're rocking the boat, so we'll go ahead and just ask you to, we'll uninvite you. And they won't want to be uninvited. They won't want to be unfriended. They'll want to remain in that system because they will live, they will thrive, they will exist. So this is what's happening. Then in Ukraine, it's a disaster. The Ukrainian spring, so to speak, is a disaster. They have not made any progress. In fact, they have lost probably 10,000 troops already and maybe 200,000 wounded. They can't continue this. They have no supplies left. The present troops.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code.
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, this is Riley with Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We are a Western saddle and tack shop, and we carry all the tried and true cowboy and equine brands in the industry. We carry brands such as McCall, Martin, and Billy Cook. We also carry a variety of horse tack items like saddle pads, head stalls, and much more. Visit our website to check out our whole catalog or visit us in store, 303-772-7821. Again, 303-772-7821.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Frank Sinatra sang a song, "The Best Is Yet to Come." Well, I hate to say that, no, what it's going to get worse. The war in Ukraine, this is just the beginning. The conflict is going to continue. Russia has had a strategy. Let the NATO nations send all of their arms to Ukraine. All of their depots full of bombs and bullets and tanks and whatever it may be. All these nations have been sending armament, weapons. And with each week that passes, Russia knows what train they're on, where they're stored. And Russia has been making it an objective to destroy every single supply chain and where they're stored, with all these weapons are stored. We have sent billions and billions and dollars, billions of dollars of weapons. We're depleting our arsenal. Germany's depleted their arsenal. France, England, the NATO nations. And as they send them into that area, they keep, it's like the fireworks on the 4th of July. You come in with massive amount, tons of fireworks. And minute by minute, that supply diminishes. Minute by minute, you're down to 50%. Then you're down to 30%, 20%. Then you're down to 5%. And what do they do in the last minute or two? They give it all they got, and every single thing in the arsenal is shot up into the air to get the wow factor. Well, that's what Ukraine has been doing, trying to break through the lines. And now Ukraine is not going to be just land. They are trying to take over the, I think it's the Azov Sea. That's not going to happen. Russia, now the nations know that the Nord Stream pipelines were a, they went in, put the explosives on these lines, waited for the, on these pipelines, waited for the right time and exploded them. The American Navy, people that were trained to do this were trained right there in Panama, Florida. And then they send them over, they put the explosive, they detonated it one time. Russia knows, the world knows who did it. Now Russia is saying, well, if you want to destroy our natural gas lines, well, then maybe we'll destroy your communication cables between Europe and England and between the countries there in that in the area of the sea. Maybe we'll just go in and cut your lines of communication. Don't think Russia won't do it. I believe they probably already have what they need along those underground, undersea, those lines. You sow to the wind, Christ said. If you sow to the wind, you will reap the whirlwind. If you twist someone's nose, they will get a nosebleed. And I'm afraid that America, we have done what we should never have done, and now we're starting to see the completion of a great empire, the beginning of the end of the greatest empire to ever exist. We're going to see what develops in the next half a year at the election time. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll visit again tomorrow. Have a good evening.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.